neither were Trojan leaders permitted sleep by Hector. But he called them all together, all who were lords and captains of the Trojans, to put his plan before them. "Who volunteers to undertake this mission, and see it through for a great prize? He will have satisfaction. A chariot and 2 mettlesome fine horses, best of those beside the Achaean ships, for the man who dares to win fame for himself by a night patrol along the ships, to learn if they are guarded as before. It may be the Achaeans were so battered by our charge that now they talk of sailing, and are so weary that now they have no will for a night watch." The listening Trojans all grew mute and still. Among them there was one by the name of Dolon. Rich in gold and rich in bronze, this man was heir to the great herald, Eumedes, and a good runner, puny though he seemed, an only son with 5 sisters. He spoke before the Trojans in response to Hector. "Hector, pride and excitement urge me on to make this night patrol close to the ships for information. Only lift up your staff and swear that my reward will be that team and brazen car that bear the son of Peleus. For my part, I take oath not to be blind on this patrol or let you down. I'll make it straight through all the camp until I reach the ship of Agamemnon. There the Achaean captains must be debating battle or retreat." Hector complied, held up his staff, and swore, "May Zeus in thunder, consort of Hera, witness this. No other Trojan rides that car behind that team. I say that you will do so. It is to be your glory." So he swore an oath to incite the man, and swore in vain. At once the runner slung his curving bow over his shoulders, and for cloak the skin of a gray wolf. He took a cap of weasel, picked up a javelin, and headed down for the line of ships, leaving the Trojan camp. But he would not return with news for Hector. When he had left the troops and tethered horses, trotting eagerly on the seaward path, Odysseus caught sight of the man coming and whispered to Diomedes, "Who is this, now headed toward us from the camp? A scout, on night patrol along the ships, or bent on rifling some dead body, I can't say. Let him just pass into open ground a little, and we can catch him from behind. If he outruns us, once we are in between him and his base, attack with a spear throw, force him on the ships, not to let him cut back to the town."